The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Rosh Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Let us learn Bezer Hashem Mayit Kotten Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara Daf Chav Gimel Amar Aleph discusses a din, a halacha concerning the limitations for an oval to get married during the Avelis period. The Braisa starts off, Tanar Abanon, Kol Shloishim Yoim L'Nisuin. An oval for a father or a mother cannot get married within 30 days. We're talking about Nisuin, Erisin is Mutter, but as far as Nisuin is concerned, to get married, Kol Shloishim Yoim is Aser for an oval to get married. The Braisi continues, Mesa Ishtai, if a person's wife passes away, we have a Machloikis. According to the Chachamim, Aser Lisha Isha Acheres, Ad Sheyavro Lov Shloisha Regolim. One has to wait a time period of going by three Yomim Tevim before one is permitted to get remarried. A husband whose wife passes away cannot remarry another woman before Shloisha Regolim, before three Yomim Tevim go by. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Regal Rishon, Visheni Yasser, Shlishi is Mutter. Simply understood, Rabbi Yehuda limits it to two Yomim Tevim, and after two Yomim Tevim, that's a sufficient amount of time, and then it is permissible for a husband to get remarried. The Gemara mentions a few exceptions to this rule. Number one, if the person has not yet been Mekayim, has not fulfilled his obligation of Pru Revu, then it is Mutavim to get married immediately. As soon as Shiva is over, he is allowed to get married. A second exception, he was married and had children, and there are children who still need their needs attended to. And Hinichal Ebonim Ketanim, the Gemara says, if he has small children at home, need someone to take care of them, mutter lisa la alter. It's mutter also to get married immediately, says the Gemara, b'mei parnasasan, in order for someone to take care of them. The Gemara brings a maisa shemaisa ishtel shay Yosef HaKoyen, the wife of Yosef HaKoyen passed away, v'omala achoyse b'veis ha'kvaris, and he mentioned to his wife's sister, l'chiyu parnasi es b'nei achoyseich. He mentioned already arranging a marriage between him and his sister-in-law, his wife's sister, whether this was during Shiva or after, see Tosfos, but immediately you see that he was going to arrange getting married. Rishonim explained that he was not going to have tashmish, he was not going to have marital relations before Shloshim, before 30 days were up. The Rishalmi mentions yet another exception to the rule, and that is, Ein loy mishi yisham shenu. If the husband doesn't have someone to take care of him and to tend to his needs, that is also an acceptable exception for a person to get remarried, even within the time of Shloisha Regolim, like the Chacham say, or Shnei Regolim, like Rabbi Yehuda says. There was a Talmud of the Chassam Sefer, an earlier Talmud from his days in Matisdorf, the Maharam Ash. Maram Ash, who is the Baal Imre Eish, not to be confused with the Baal Panam Meiris, who was also called the Maram Bamar Ash, who was Remeir Eisenstadt, the Panam Meiris. This Imre Eish, the Baal Imre Eish, is Remeir Eisenstadter, who was a Talmud of the Chassam Sefer, and whose wife passed away. And he asked the Chassam Sefer, is he allowed to get remarried? In his case, it was only after two Yom Tevim. And the Chassam Sefer said that even though his situation was that he had a daughter and a daughter-in-law who was living with him in his house and trying to take care of him, but since they were not accustomed to taking care of a person of his stature, he was already a Rav in Ungvar, and they were not used to all of the people that had to be greeted and taken care of who would come to the Rav to ask him shailas, said the Chassam Sefer, this is considered Ein Loi Mishi Shamshenu, because the woman who he wanted to remarry was an almana from someone whose husband also was a great Rav of a big kehila, and therefore she indeed would be able to be someone who would be able to take care of the Maram Ash's needs. In addition to that, says the Chassam Sofer, being that she was an almana, it's a mitzvah rabbah as well for her to get remarried, and therefore he says it's pashut that it's be mutter to marry after two yamim tevin. Le'alocha, the Rambam in Hilchos Avil, Perek Vav Alocha Hei, and the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideh, Simen Shin Sadi Beis, Sif Aleph and Beis, Paskins like this halocha, that Kol Shloshim Yom is it is also to get married, and Mesa Ishtai, if one's wife passes away, it's also until three Regolim, three Yom Tevim have passed, except the exceptions that we mentioned. If he has not been Mekayim Piri Verivya, if he has small children at home, or Ein Loi Mishi Shamshenu, then it is mutter to get remarried. The Rishonim explain there are two different reasons for the idea of why a person has to wait a certain amount of time, as we paskin three regalim, three rem tevim, before one gets remarried when his wife passes away. Tosfos in one pshat and the Rosh as well say that the reason is in order for enough time to go by and three yom tevim to go by for him to have somewhat of a lessened memory of his first wife, in order that when he gets remarried to a new woman, that b'shas tashmish he should not have the thought of his earlier wife, his previous wife in mind. As the Gemara in the Dorim Daf Chof Darshins, such a case would be considered v'leisasuru achrei levavchem. What the Rishonim called in their terminology, shtei deyos b'mita. But if a person has in mind two different women while he is being oisik, while he's involved in marital relations, and therefore three yamim tevim have to go by, and the simcha of these yamim tevim will help somewhat lessen the memory of his first wife, and then he's permitted to get remarried. Tosfos gives another pshat, which is almost the opposite pshat. And really, it's a din that one has to go three regalim without simcha, in order that he should not forget his love that he had for his first wife, and therefore the Chacham required him to go three yamim tevim without that simcha, meaning without his wife. In other words, the first reason is a din in simcha. One needs the added simcha of Yom Tov in order for him to forget that strong memory of his first wife. And the second reason is a din in avelus, that they prolong the extent of the time of avelus period when one's wife passes away, in order that he should not forget the memory and the ava of his first wife. The Chassam Sofer in Yerideya Simin Shinun says that in Afkamina, between these two reasons, whether it's because of Avelus that one has to wait the three Yom Tevim, or in order there shouldn't be Deus Bemita that one has to wait the three Yom Tevim, will be the following Nafkamina. Rabbi Kivager sent a Shaila to Rav Sam Sofer concerning a person whose wife passed away during Chalamoid Pesach. The following year was a Shnas Mu'beres, it was a leap year, and this person wanted to get remarried in Adar Sheni. In other words, there had been a period of 12 months that had gone by since his wife passed away. On the other hand, he did not have Sholesh Regolim. He only had Shavuos and Sukkos. Is he permitted to get married or not? The Chassam Sofer wrote back and said it depends on the reasons we mentioned before. It depends on the two reasons in Rishonim. If the reason is because of Avelus, then he needs a certain amount of time to go by. So if 12 months went by, it can't be more chomer than an Avelus over Aveim. If one's father or mother passed away, and he's an Avelus, once 12 months have passed on, that he's certainly allowed to get remarried, even though it wasn't yet Shalosh Regalim, it wasn't one three Yom Tevim. Certainly, Linyan Nisuin, one is allowed to get remarried. Masha'enken, however, if the reason is Shalei Deis Pemita, that we need the Simcha of Yom Tev, and that's required three Yom Tevim of Simcha in order to forget Ishtai Rishayna, then you would need Dafka Shalosh Regalim, and 12 months would not be sufficient. Says the Chassam Sofer, another nafkamina would be the Yom Tov of Purim. If the reason is because of Avelus, so by Purim we don't find that has the din of Regel, that has the din of Yom Tov to be Mevatel, the din of Avelus, the din of Shiva, the din of Shloshim, is not bottled with Purim. And therefore, if there was a din of a certain amount of time when it's Mesa Ishtai for Avelus, Purim indeed would not be considered a regal. My shanking, if the reason is to have the Simcha of a Yontif, then we can say Purim indeed would be considered a regal as far as this halach is concerned. Another nafkamina would be Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. If the reason of the extended waiting period of Avelus is because of Avelus, then Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur would be considered Yom Tovim for this din. Mashenkein. However, if the reason is because of Simcha, to help him forget Ishtai Rishayna, then Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim are not Yom Simcha, the Rosh writes, but rather they are Yomim Neiroyim, they're not days of joy, but they're days of solemnness and the days of awe. And therefore, for this halacha, it would not be sufficient, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. Indeed, the halacha is the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Sadi base of base paskins, that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim are not considered Yomim Tevim for this halacha. The Dogel Merevava in Simon Shin Sadi base of Cotton Beis writes that although Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim are not considered Yomim Tevim for this halacha, but he argues that Shmini Atzeres would be considered a regel. Shmini Atzeres, regel b'fnei atzmei, like the Gemara says, that would be considered a yomtif of one of the three. Rabbi Kiva Eger took issue with this Dogma Rav Ava and marshals a rush that seems to disprove this idea of the Dogma Rav Ava. Because the rush writes that what's the din if someone's wife passes away before Rosh Hashanah and the person wants to get remarried after Sukkot? Because he reasons that he has Rosh Hashanah, he has Yom Kippur, and he has Sukkot. And the rush paskins, it's also, as we mentioned before, because he says Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim are not considered Yom Tovim for this halacha. But Frechter B'Kiva Eger, according to the Dogma Rav Ava, that Shmini Atzeres is a Yomtif, the Rosh should have said a case, if one's wife passed away just prior to Yom Kippurim, then also you have this question. You have Yom Kippur, you have Sukkot, and you have Shmini Atzeres. The fact that the Rosh only had this question, when one's wife passed away before Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it's Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, not Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and Shmini Atzeres, obviously, the Rosh understood that Shmini Atzeres is not considered a yomtiv for this halacha. The Chassam Sofer comes to the defense of the Dogma Rav Ava based on his yesod, on his principle that he laid down before. And he says, Enochanami, if the reason is we need three yomtivim, is Mishum Deos Bemita, then Shmini Atzeres would not help, just like Yom Kippur on Rosh Hashanah would not help, because just like Rosh Hashanah and Kippur would not help, because they are not days of Simcha. But if you hold the Rosh Hashanah and Kippurim could be Yom Tovim for this halacha, and the Dogma Rav Ava obviously holds that they are still have an element of Simcha, and therefore they could be considered Yom Tovim to forget Ishtei Rishayna. The Kiddush there is that even though there's only a few days of Chol in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, the Kiddush would be that would be considered Shalosh Regalim. But since there's no days in between Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, so that's why in that case it wouldn't help for Shmini Atzeres to be an additional Yomtif. Just like every day of Sukkot, Sukkot is not considered a regular b'fnei atzmai, because there's no break in between to be considered an additional Simcha that one is experiencing. So too Shmini Atzeres, since we go right from Sukkot into Shmini Atzeres, Shmini Atzeres in this halacha cannot be considered an added Yomtif of added Simcha. So Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, you could be considered added Simcha, the Dogma Rav Ava could hold, but yet not Shmini Atzeres. Although the Rosh disagrees and said Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are not days of Simcha, the days of Yom Nayraim, that would be considered only for that halacha. But according to the Mandama, that the reason for the waiting period of Shalosh Regalim is because of Avelus, then the Dogma Rav Ava is correct. And just like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim could be considered a regel if it's for Avelus purposes, then Shmini Atzeres also could be considered a regel, as far as the three regalim, the one we need for the extension by Mesa Ishtei, for the extension of Avelus, the extended time of three regalim, that one should go by three Yomim Tovim without the Simcha of Ishtei Rishayna.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.